In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So I know that there are a lot of baseball fans in here. That's an understatement. So I'm going to give you a little piece of baseball trivia. I'm going to ask you this. How many career home runs did Babe Ruth have? Oh, come on. How many? 714? That's very good. Did you study up for this? Thank you. That was a random fact. Well done. 714. 714 career home runs. That's a pretty good streak. Okay. I've hit one home run in my entire life. Okay. I was in ninth grade. It was in gym class. And I swung and I grazed the ball and it landed 3 feet in front of me. And I ran like the Dickens to first base. And somebody came and they grabbed the ball and they overshot first base completely. So I kept running. Made it there to second base. They overshot it again. Okay? Made it the entire way because of the ineptitude of the opposing team. Now, when I normally tell that story, it's not in church, and I leave that other part out. I just tell people, I got a home run. Well, Babe Ruth had 714 career home runs. However, towards the end of his life, he had cancer, and he had a number of health issues. Towards the end of his life, the end of his professional career, he wasn't doing so hot. And there was one particular game. They were playing in Cincinnati. And he was really having a bad day. As a matter of fact, in one inning alone, his errors accounted for 5 runs, the opposing team. That's not good. And so he was pulled out of the game. And he starts to walk back to the dugout. And the crowd starts to boo him. They were booing Babe Ruth. A man who had 714 career home runs, he has a bad day and they hold it against him. I mean, really. Let that be a life lesson. No one will ever remember all the good things you do the one time you screw up. So he starts to go back and he's hearing these people boo. And this kid jumps the wall out onto the field. And the kid has tears running down his face. The kid runs up and grabs Babe Ruth's legs, holds on and hugs him. And Babe Ruth turned around, picked him up, gave him a hug, set him down, patted him on his head, and he went walking back across the field. And all those boos hushed. All those boos hushed. Because they had seen the rise and the fall and the rise again of a hero. I want you, on this All Saints Day, to think back on some of your greatest heroes, some of the people who have played the most prominent roles in your life. And it could be mom, it could be dad or grandma, it could be a teacher, like we talked about in Bible study this morning. It could be any number of people. But I want you to think about the heroes in your life. And I want you, if you will, to imagine where your life would be right now without those heroes, without that Sunday school teacher, without that parent, without that best friend on the playground, without that sports hero whom you couldn't stand to see struggle because they meant so much to you. Where would your life be without those individuals? Now pause that for just a second. I want you to imagine for a moment, right now, that maybe, you are one of those people for someone else. You are that hero. You are that person in someone's life who has perhaps led them to Christ, led them to a better life or a better way of thinking, helped them whenever they were down and out. you really could be someone's hero. It's not that far-fetched. I think it's very important that each of us as Christians maintain the constant attitude that people are observing us. Because you never know what little thing it is that we might do that influences another person. Because it's never anything huge, I think, that we stand out in our mind. If I say, you know, why was so-and-so such a good Sunday school teacher to you and you always remember them, it's never because of, oh, she had such sound theology and she gave out these eloquent lessons that really taught us all about Jesus Christ. You know what? The Sunday school teachers I had in my life, the things that stand out to me, one brought me candy and smiled at me, and the other had big hair. The 80s blowout, okay? And I just thought she was cool because she could get her hair to go that big. It's the little things that stand out in our mind about in other people. People will oftentimes not remember the things you say or the things you do, but people will always remember how you made them feel. So as we go about our lives and we remember these people who have influenced us, it's very important for us to remember that we could be influencing others. And when we're doing that, we're setting up a little bit of a legacy for us. There will come a day, and I'm going to mention Nico for just a moment, who did a fantastic job reading all of that. There's going to come a day he's going to be sitting out in a congregation somewhere, and he's going to hear that line, and he's going to think of somebody. Wouldn't you like that somebody to be you? Wouldn't you like to leave that legacy of faith to those who come after us? That's crucial. That's vital. That is so important. Because we are shaping future Christians. We are shaping our brothers and sisters in the faith. And we are leaving a legacy that will last long after all of us are forgotten. Because the faith that we have today was passed down from generation to generation, one person to another, a sacred baton that was passed down from Calvary itself to one apostle, to one disciple, to one believer, through history, until someone handed it to you. Who will you pass it on to? What legacy will you have? Blessed are the meek, blessed are the righteous, blessed are the merciful, blessed are those of us who seek to pass the faith down one generation to the next. My brothers and sisters, what are you doing to be the saints of God for the future of the church? Amen.